Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Coolin' Out. We are back.
It is Kev.
And it is Rel. Sadly coming to you this week. I don't know, man. I'm getting over a heartache. Yeah. I don't even care how you doing. I'm not even going to ask you how you doing. Fuck that. I don't know how Bron's doing. I need to know how Bron's doing. Because I'm not
Lead
doing
the way.
Okay.
All right.
I just, first of all, I'm getting old now. It's hard enough for me to stay up to midnight now to watch anything. So if I do stay up, I want to be entertained. I don't want to be angry. And last night, I was infuriated. The Lakers came out with this. Everything we saw from them in the seeding games is is exactly the energy they brought into the first game in the playoffs last night. Like, I will give Bron some credit. Like, he's getting them wide open shots, and I just don't know what's going on. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, these dudes can't hit nothing. Like, Danny Green shot two air balls yesterday. I'm like, yo, you are wide open. Like, air balls. KCP and them.
House builders.
Come on now. Had us out here looking for Rondo. Like, looking for Rondo who can't shoot either. That's what it's come to. Like, yo, when Rondo coming back? I know he in a bubble. Is he playing? Like, had me Googling his name. Rajon Rondo, game two. This is what it's come to.
I was there too.
Like, Bron's energy. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, Bron just looked too passive to Anthony Davis. Like, he wanted Anthony Davis to just, like, take over. And then Anthony Davis was just settling for way too many, like, of those, like, turnaround shots. It was a really weird, like, I'm gonna, like, defer to you, meaning Bron's deferring to AD, but then AD's also just, like, taking these shots that, like, weren't, like, the highest percentage shots. So it's like, all right, Bron, like, you gotta see, like, this is not working. And like, Bron took over for a quick second when they were down by, like, I don't know, something nuts in the first quarter. And they went on that run. That was all Bron. Like, in the second quarter. That was all Bron just taking over, doing his thing, and got them back within two and tied it up at 40. Or 40, 38, I think. And they just, like, couldn't get over the hump from that point.
All right.
I just didn't like the energy I saw. I didn't like the effort I saw. I don't like this new passive LeBron. And, like, just looking at the stats, you know, Bron had a phenomenal game. 23 points, 17 rebounds, 15 assists. Only player in NBA history to do a 20, 15, and 15. So it sounds good.
23, 17, and 15. And 16,
my bad.
Sorry.
Go my ahead. My bad.
Don't skimp the man.
No, I'm not skimping him. It's like, I watched the game, and it's like, yes, outside of that second quarter when he took over, like, yo, he just has to do more with this team. Like, I'm not going to go too hard because it's game one, and maybe he was like, you know, like, damn, like, those eight seeding games, I was getting them wide open shots, and they weren't dropping. Hopefully they drop now. And because he was still getting them wide open. When I saw he had 16 assists, I was shocked. I was like, yo, who made what? Because he was wide, like, no, bro, like, wide open threes. Just building a house. Boom. Bonk, bonk, bonk. wide open threes. And I'm like, yo, I don't know. So it's like, all right, well, Bron, eventually, like, you have to – I understand that's his natural way of playing, but with this team, it looks like the definition of insanity. Like, you just keep doing the same thing and nothing's changing. Like, bro, like, attack the rim, attack the rack. But then my eyes didn't like when I saw he did that either. Like, I saw him get – oh, Jesus Christ. I can't.
Yeah. Call the authorities. Well, Hassan Whiteside did to him. Repeatedly.
Repeatedly.
I'm mauling in there.
But even sometimes when, like, even, like, when he wasn't getting, he got a shot blocked by Hassan Whiteside, like, three times. Like, just, and not, like, oh, like, slapped away. Like,
nah, smacked.
Like, yeah, like, get down. Yeah.
Come in the house.
Like, get down, Bron. Come back down to the ground. Yeah. Hassan Whiteside. And then I even saw, like, Bron get into the rack and just, like, finishing short on layups, just, like, even, like, you know, minor contact. I'm like, it just seems like his legs aren't there, like, he doesn't have the proper lift. I don't know. But I just didn't like what I saw from them lower extremities. Like, it just, he wasn't getting up the way he, like, even, he wasn't getting up before the pandemic. Like, Bron was banging on people before the pandemic, still getting to the rim at will, finishing layups. But you 6'8", and you hit a layup off the front of the rim?
Yeah.
Because of a little contact. That tells me you don't have the lift. So I don't know.
Said he getting his legs.
I mean, I'm not making no judgment, because I saw Bron in 2018, and then when he came back with the Wash King mantra, this I guess the season before the restart's hard to explain. But he's looking like, his legs are like looking like 2018, like where he just, like that groin, maybe that groin injury in the seeding games was real. Like when he sat out in the seeding games. I'm just saying, based on what I saw last night, it was like, yo, like, it reminded me of 2018. He was getting his shit slapped, like getting his shit slapped. Like, Hassan Whiteside was smacking his, like, bow. I saw Yusuf Nurkic challenging him at the rim a couple times, just putting his arms up. And Bron just, like, looking like, I was like, ah. I don't know.
That's a lot to unpack. I don't know where to start. To your point, watching it live is a wave of emotions. And I sent a lot of texts that I exchanged a lot of texts with you that I'd be ashamed if the public knew. But that being, I'm going to try to, you know, just calm your nerves a little. Because I too was hype in the moment. And then, you know, I slept on it. Got up, you know, put the specs back on, brewed some coffee, and went back over to box score.
Okay. All right.
This is one of my, okay. He had 16 assists. Okay, to your point, yeah. 23, 17, 16. When people look back, they'll be like, wow, what an amazing game. To your point, we watched it, and it's a testament to his greatness, but he could have done better. Mm-hmm. I think in relation to his attitude, he wanted, to your point, it's only one game. It's game one. I think he was feeling out his teammates to see what they could do and if they could deliver. If they were, like, down 2-1 or something, I don't think his mentality would have just been pass, pass, pass. Because I've seen he has a number of games in which he's, like, down in the series and you see aggressive Bron come out. So I don't think the mentality would have been the same. To your point, he had 16 assists and they shot a little under 60% from three on wide open looks. So I don't know where the ball was going either. And then they shot 35% from the field, but they were still in it. That's what I would say. He gave them wide open looks. Eventually, he's going to need some kind of help. AD as well. But to your point, 9 for 20, 23 points is not him. He should be more efficient. AD, I saw Shaq say this. I didn't even know he had like 21 points in the first half and finished with 28, I think. Oh, yeah. It's like, come on. You got to do better there. Where you're getting the ball, I don't like. You shouldn't just strictly be a jump shooter. That's what the defense wants. KCP short leash for game two. I would like to see them tweak the starting lineup. I need more Kuz. I need more Kuz. If he's not starting, he needs at least start a minute. Like, AD and Braun respectively play 39 and 41 minutes. An uptick because it's the playoffs. I think we both agree Kuz is clearly their third best player, right?
Clearly, hands down.
He needs more than 30 minutes.
Yeah.
If number one and two are getting around 40, he needs at least like 35. And he's aggressive. Like, he didn't have the best game either, but you need people that can create their own shots. I don't know why Waiters only played one minute. He's like one of four people, AD, Braun, Kuz. If I'm missing somebody, let me know that can get their own shot. So it's like, KCP tried. I guess you'd lump him in too to make five, but we saw how that went. So, and JR, but I don't know how many minutes.
Yeah, but JR getting his own shot is may not be the most productive.
Yeah.
So that's 4.5. And the KCP and JR make the half together.
Casey might have to start coming off the bench.
He might get cut.
He was 0-9.
Bro, if he wasn't a clutch client.
Client, yeah.
He wouldn't be in the NBA. He looks so bad.
Cause I don't even Dame was, I said that, yeah, when it's happening to you, one thing when you're rooting for, but yeah, when it's happening to you, it's so disheartening.
It's just like in the fourth quarter when Braun was like D'ing up on him, and I forgot who said the pick for him, but he literally came right off the pick and just shot that shit from the logo. When that went in, like, my heart literally just sank. Like,
it's so disheartening, bro.
It's like, yo,
my shoulders fell. I was like, damn. Are you 2-for-2 from the logo?
Yo, it's legit. And then he turned around and just walked away like it was nothing. I was like, God damn. And I knew, I think at that time it was like 102-97. And I was like, yeah, the Lakers don't have enough 3-point shooting to even get back in this. And Braun tried to, like, you know, someone said to pick for Braun. Braun had a wide open three and shot it short. I was like, oh my God.
Watching in the moment, I can't. These are wide open looks. Mm-hmm. And after watching, like, we'll get to a bunch of other series and stuff, but between the playoffs and the amount of seeding games we both watch respectively, and the three-point shooting these other teams have exhibited, to see the Lakers, I'm talking, I step back three, hand and face three, turn around to pick three, leaning away, falling away threes. I've seen every three. It's like, whoa, logo threes.
It literally looks like, looks like the Lakers just, like, time travel. Like the Lakers were, like, were in the 90s and someone just picked them up and put them in this new league. And they're, like, trying to adapt as in the game, like, in-game, like, adjustments. Like, oh, my God, why is everyone shooting threes and we can't shoot? So let's try to shoot threes as well. They look terrible. Everyone in the league can shoot threes. Like, and the Lakers just, like, have defense. Honestly, I was shocked they kept Portland to, like, 100 and I think what they finished, 104. I forgot the final score, but I was shocked they kept running to that low.
100 tonight.
100, yeah. I was like shocked, and that's all they have really is defense because their offense is lost right now.
And that's why, again, they shot 35% from the field, a little under 16% from three, and then 64% from free throw again. And they were in it until the last minute. So I got to see the next game. They got to tweak the rotation.
Bro.
Maybe a little aggressive. To your point, again, you see the game in the balance, though. Like, it's clear your teammates don't have it.
None.
A little bit more aggression from either Braun and or AD or get somebody in.
I mean, Braun turned it on in the second quarter. He just didn't, like,
he did.
Sustain it.
No, you're right. And Vogel, again.
Go ahead.
He had Kuz in there, then he took him out, and then another KCP sighting. And
I don't know why. The reason I think they put KCP in is because he's like, I guess, their second best perimeter defender, Danny Green and KCP, so they got to have some defense, and that's why he puts him in there. But offensively, it's a sad Braun?
Perimeter. KCP's a better perimeter defender than LeBron?
At this stage in his career, yeah. Consistently, KCP can sit in the chair still and, like, you know, he has more lateral movement than Braun does. I see Braun get, like, people run around him. Like, not like he's washed, but like he's just older. 35 years old, he's 6'9". These dudes in the perimeter. And that's why, like, Portland, you got Dame, who's like, what, 6'2", and CJ McCollum, who's 6'3". Mm-hmm. That's hard for Bron to stay in front of him. But yeah, second quarter, when I saw AD miss, like, that wide open bunny right in front of the rim, and then JaVale came and tried to do a putback dunk and missed that too, I was like, all right, it's going to be that kind of night. Like,
yeah.
I just don't know what's going on with them.
And now it shows when between them and then Milwaukee and – like, I get why you don't – you have nothing to play for, really, but then you do because you have other teams that continue their, like, continuity, and they come out like they haven't missed the beat versus, mm-hmm. like, you come out slow. And then you have your spurts, you show your flashes, but – to your point, you could tell, like, a lot of the lingering issues from the seeding game. But if we go into the weekend with them down two, my concern level will definitely rise. I fully expect them to win game two. I fully expect them to win game two.
I would hope so. I mean,
I would assume Vogel makes. Obviously, he's going to make adjustments. Personnel. I don't know why Wade has only got a minute. I don't get it, but.
yeah, if they go down too, it's going to be a tough weekend in the Rosa household. I just don't, man. I just hope that they need to get. Yeah, they go down too. It's gonna be rough.
I've been letting shit age lately, but I'll go in the cellar. If they go down too, if they
running through a whole 1.5 liter by yourself,
they go down too. That mm-mm. Yeah, Saturday night they should be going up 2-1.
Yeah, I still have faith in them, man. I truly think like.
I do too. I
got faith in Bron. Bron is all about legacy.
He don't lose first round series.
Yeah, he can't
literally. He's never lost in the first round.
You can't lose a first round series when you guys would have one seed. Like people, he'll never hit an end to that.
Yeah, I know it's not the typical 8 seed and whatnot, but no, you're still better than this team.
They're definitely better than Portland.
And they show flashes. It's like his role players, if they got the role help, 16%, and this isn't like 5 for 32. Let me get the specific numbers because you could say 16 and it could be 32 attempts and you hit 5.
Five.
And again, a lot of these were clear as day. That's another thing Portland can't defend.
Beloved, I can hit 5 out of 32 threes.
Portland was giving them all kinds of looks.
Portland's the worst at defense. They're the worst. Like, literally, that's what I'm saying. Like, the Lakers' defense should be able to keep the Trailblazers' offense contained to a certain extent. But if the Lakers' offense plays the way it played during the regular season before the pandemic,
right?
Then they should win this series. They're more talented. And granted, maybe Avery Bradley is more viable to this team than I realized.
We got to let him go, beloved. He made a choice. We gotta let him go.
Is it making him come into the bubble?
I don't even know. I haven't looked. I started doing that then.
Nah, if they go down 0-2, I gotta start researching. I'm gonna start hitting Avery Bradley on Twitter, all his social handles.
He made a choice. Hell yeah, he was a starting 2 guard, but it's done. Him and Green, no wonder the defense, but it's done. Look at me, look, you got me going down memory lane. It's over. You got me going down memory lane. It's done.
The good old days.
I haven't read what Frank, they'll probably report more. I guess they got the night game. Well, tonight it's come out. So more and more. I'll be interested to see what they do and practice, y'all. Y'all need to practice.
I'm not even going to lie. Like, they just. One, it's not even just the missing shots. It was just their energy. Like, in the first quarter, when they were down like 30-15, like they just looked defeated already.
Right. And then they had the spurt before half.
Yeah. And then but they just looked defeated in the first quarter. Like, yo, why are you coming out so slow and so lethargic? Like, do you not even care?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And they should have known. Like, the Trailblazers are coming in hot. And Dame been talking crazy, been playing crazy. He looked like he ain't afraid of nobody.
Not a soul. Not
Oakland. But Big Bron should have came and fucking put the fear of God in him. Or at least, he didn't, you know, show that he's better than him.
He ain't seem concerned. He ain't seem concerned.
He did not seem concerned. When he was fucking Oakland, whatever that Oakland bop he was doing at 5:24 left in the fourth, I said, all right, cool. They won.
Bron and AD didn't seem concerned either, so.
They really didn't. Bron just walked up the court like it was nothing. Like, all right.
He battled T-Ben in this. He's seen this before. They cannot stop him.
No.
Maybe Hassan can.
Hassan can.
Actually.
Hassan is way at the rim like Superman. Come here, Bron. Yeah. They got the set some screens off of Hassan White. So he can't be chilling in the paint when Bron rolled through.
No. Look.
James to the rim. Blocked by Hassan Whiteside. I was like, damn. Blocked again. I was like, damn.
I think he had five blocks. Like, three of them on Braun.
Braun. And these were like smacks. Like, damn.
Overall, again, just to summarize, I just want the role players to step up. But if game two is like this, Bron has to, when it was close down the stretch and it's obvious, again, your teammates didn't have it. That's when you and AD have to, you know, turn a more aggressive switch. Because there have been games just this season where it's like AD and LeBron scored all of the team's fourth quarter points. Yep. There's definitely been games like that. So it's like, come on. So
I'm about to say some really blasphemous, but where's Quinn Cook? Like, he can shoot threes.
It's not at all. I'm looking at this roster right now. Jared Dudley, Quinn Cook, and J.R. Smith didn't play. There's only one of those players that should never touch the court. You already know. Quinn Cook, percentage-wise, I mean,
He
can shoot, yeah.
He can shoot threes. At least put him out there as a threat. And when Bron is driving in dishing, give him opportunity to miss just like everyone else been fucking missing. Like, what's the worst thing that could happen? He misses like everyone else?
KCP.
And Quinn, no, I'm on a show.
You got to be on notice. KCP.
They got to put Quinn Cook in and let him get some shots. So if I'm not even joking.
I'm not either.
And he's a champion. That's what all the old heads be saying. That championship grit. He a champion. He's battle tested. He's ready for these moments.
Got carry for the ride. He a champion.
Yay. He a champion. I really don't know why he doesn't get any burn, though. Because he was a decent contributor to the Warriors in their championship run. So I don't know why he doesn't get any burn on the Lakers.
Yeah, I don't know.
KCP? What do they see in him?
They played 10 people, really 9, because waiters, whatever that 1 minute was, I didn't even remember that. I don't know if there's something more into that. I got to look up, because that's weird. Because again, Vogel, you watching KCP, but.
I just don't understand what the KCP love is about.
I don't either.
It must be a clutch thing.
All right.
Because he's not that good.
Hope y'all playing summer vacations together, because if y'all stay indebted to him, man.
0-9?
I need answers. We'll see tomorrow. Tonight.
Jesus Christ. And when Danny Green and AD were on a fast break, and Danny Green decided he should keep it himself and try to lay it up, and Hassan Whiteside slapped it, and Danny Green just fell to the floor like a little boy, I was like, ugh.
Danny, 2-for-8. Danny, 3-and-D, what happened?
He needed to be back in San Antonio.
Y'all got the looks, and y'all playing in an open gym. This is a scrimmage setting. This ain't even like crowd. I don't get it.
Lakers might be too old. How old is Danny Green? He might be over the hill.
33. Yeah, he might be trash now.
He might be over the hill for real. 33. Yeah, that 3-and-D nonsense might be done for.
Then bench him. Short leash. The big three got to play. Shit, might dust off JR. Who knows?
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Yeah, facts, man. Put JR out there. Put Quinn Cook out there. Like, fuck that, man. Just let them get somebody to hit some threes.
We need somebody who can hit three. Yeah, so.
Yeah, somebody. And JR.
These looks will continue to present themselves. So.
As sporadic and crazy as he is, I know for a fact he can drain some threes.
At least open one.
At least open. He ain't afraid to shoot him. So. Put JR in there, man. This is what it's come to. JR and Quinn Cook.
They finally had a good offensive game against Denver, and that's like the best offensive game they've had in, well, yeah, definitely in the restart.
Yep.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see.
You know what's crazy? They were talking about, I think at halftime, about, was it during the first quarter, talking about some like 2-minute like motivational video about Kobe Bryant for the Lakers that Lionel Hollins sent in. And no, listen. And I was like, damn, maybe they really need Lionel Hollins there.
Oh, no.
It's the assistant coach not being there. That's why they can't. this is what it's come to, Kev. I was like, damn, Lionel ain't there. Oh, man.
Nah, if Frank go down with KCP again, then.
Nah, they got the five Frank.
Genie busting them, got to call him in. Yeah.
Put Jason Kidd in there.
Like, get out the helm. You beat me to it. Yeah. Give helm the clip. Yeah. Give Kidd the clipboard.
Yeah.
Palenko, yeah. No.
First round, I can only hear the sports media talk if these fools go down 0-2.
Oh, no, I've been avoiding that.
Yeah. I didn't even listen today because I was like, nah, I'm good.
I went on YouTube. I had to. I can't touch none of this. My home feed is just littered with. Nope. I can't.
First takes. Title today for the podcast was LeBron's excuses. I said,
I'm not even doing that. I just skimmed past some of the titles that this is going seven. I'm like, I don't need none of this. I don't need any of this in my soul. I don't need none of this.
Oh, man. Bron.
Anywho.
What's the rest of the series, man?
I was just going to ask you.
Celtics about to sweep the Sixers, look like.
I don't care about this one.
Yeah, I don't care about this one. I don't care about Brooklyn and Toronto.
Yeah, thankfully, I can't watch that because it's blacked out and I don't have
you ain't missing much, man. I had it on in the background earlier today, and I was like, this is a waste.
Yeah, get the trash out the way.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Miami, Indiana, that first game was good.
I like it more than you do.
Yeah, it's just like, it's not enough star power for me. That the storyline of Warren versus Butler, like TJ Warren versus Jimmy Butler, ain't really hitting because like now it's like Warren came back down to earth and Jimmy Butler's better than him.
Yeah.
So it was questionable for a hot second there.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as Jimmy Butler got back in him, I mean, still had 22 points. Let's not sleep on that. But just wasn't. It didn't have the effect on the game like it did in them seeding games where he was literally looking like a bubble MVP candidate. It's going to be a competitive series. I can see it going six. But just watching it doesn't excite me. It's like, all right, yeah, like it's good games. It's good basketball. But it's just not enough star power. And Jimmy Butler is not the kind of star where he's, like, really going to take over a game, per se. Like, he's going to get his 20, you know, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, so in that range, and just be like, all right, cool. But nothing about it is going to wow you. Like, he was on a fast break. He didn't try to do no crazy dunks. He just puts it in there and just, like, you know, gets back on defense. So, like, nothing really exciting happened. It was a good game, though, like, close game. But, I mean, I'll watch it just because nothing else really going on in the East.
Right.
And you got the Bucks. The Bucks and the Magic.
Oh. Mm-hmm. No, well, that was entertaining.
Not your boy.
Who?
You told me he the best ever. You said once he get a jumper, it's over. That's what you said.
Ah, that was entertaining to see them lose.
It really was. I was like, damn. Like, I mean, honestly, like, I watched that game, and until it got to, like, 3 minutes left in the fourth, I did not think they were going to lose that game.
I didn't either. I didn't. I just had it on in the background.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. Like, you know, like, they just, you know, they're playing a little slow. Magic is having a good game. Like, they're not going to be able to shoot like this all game or play like this whole game. But look, just looked like Orlando wanted it more than Milwaukee did.
Yeah, it's not really. They got to go up, like, two for me to get some kind of.
Even if they go up two, they can go up three. And I
still that's true. Faith. That's true. Unless it happens, I'm not.
Yeah, gonna... they can go up three. I ain't got no faith in them.
I'm like, yeah, they're about to get. Yeah, they're going to win the next four. You're yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. I just, there's something I just can't believe unless I see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't care.
Vucevic or whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, you know what's crazy? Nikola Vucevic is actually pretty good.
I know. No, no. I'm not saying that, but. If he leads the Magic to be the rating okay. MVP.
No, no, no. He's, you know, he's not that good. No, no, no.
Yeah,
no,
that,
no, no. He's not. Oh, okay, no, no, no. I thought you were saying, like, Vucevic yeah, no. Is if, like,
is it no, he was nobody. No, let me clarify. No, no, okay. No. Wasn't he an All-Star like, this year?
He put up, like, 22 and, like, 12 consistently, something like that. He should have been an All-Star if he wasn't.
Got the. They said that Aaron Gordon and some other player was out yesterday. And I was like, damn, they're about to get smoked.
Wait, Aaron Gordon didn't play yesterday?
No, two people didn't play. Aaron Gordon was one. That's the one I remember. Damn. But I forgot who else didn't play.
And they still lost?
Yeah.
That's not a good look, beloved.
But enough with the East, ain't much.
Let's... nothing out there.
Yeah. What do you want to continue out West?
I mean, let's start with OKC.
Sorry, hold on. My bad. Okay.
Let's start with OKC in Houston. That was surprising. OKC getting killed like that, really.
I didn't, yeah.
Let's start, and we'll start from the beginning, like 2 hours before tip-off. You got the news alert that, you know, Chris Paul was talking to Chris Haynes, and he's essentially saying, like, oh, you know, like him and Harden really, they don't really talk, they ain't got no beef, but it's just whatever, like, that, you know, they're not cool, essentially. So my mom was like, oh, this can go either way. Like,
I wish him the best, but, you know, that don't mean we got to be friends.
Yeah, I was like, bet. Like CP gonna come out balling, and I was like, all right, cool. Harden's clearly gonna hear this, so it's gonna be a good, you know, competitive close game. Wrong.
No. Well, yeah.
Yeah. OKC. I did not see Houston just doing that.
I didn't either. Like I had to text you beforehand. Who's their second best player with Westbrook out? I forgot about Eric Gordon, but like,
yeah, he reminds me of who he was.
I disrespected Harden a bit. See, you watch all these sports talk and you forget about this dude is averaging like 35 and like he's a top five like, player, perennial MVP candidate. And
he showed,
yeah, it. I don't know what other top five player put in his position, he would have got disrespected like this because I was like, yeah, I'm a little concerned without Westbrook. They came out and they destroyed. He destroyed. Oh my! It
just
wasn't even.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I owe him an apology.
I was shocked too. Like, I'm not going to...
It's one game, but I
thought
I was
OKC
shocked.
I'm not going to lie, I thought OKC was going to win that game.
I thought OKC was going to win as well.
I thought OKC was going to win.
I definitely thought OKC was going to win.
Harden said nah. Like, and if Russ comes back anytime during this series, like...
It's going to get ugly.
Yeah.
It's going to get ugly. Chris Paul got to guard him. It's going to get ugly.
Yeah, nah, they're going to put SGA on him. Chris Paul can't guard no Russell Westbrook.
Nah.
Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook, he going to get feasted on. Might have to put him on Eric Gordon or something. I don't know. Or Daniel House or something, but it ain't going to go the way he think it's going to go.
But how is that series as a – is that intrigue you or –
Yeah, I still have faith in OKC. I still think they're a good team. I can see them coming out and winning game two.
Making it
competitive. Yeah. Ultimately, I still see them losing in six.
Mm-hmm. Paul had a decent game.
He did.
20 and 10 and 9. But the only thing is the game ended for him.
It didn't really help them. Yeah, I mean, it'll be a competitive series on it. I just don't see them winning it, especially not if Harden keeps his energy. That's why I was like, "Yo, I'm shocked." Chris Paul dropped, allowed them to drop that commentary right before the game. I was like, "Oh,
he was confident."
Yeah, clearly wrong, mistaken.
Yeah, Harden wasn't.
Harden said, "I'm better than you."
Yeah. He's like, you forgot how this goes, Christopher.
All of the assists don't mean nothing if I'm putting them 35.
I continue watching.
I'll give him that. What else? We talked about the Lakers in Portland already. Utah, Denver.
That's probably it was. That game one was probably the second one. It's either that or that was the second most entertaining one. Well, that I was interested in after the Bron. Mm-hmm. It was the most entertaining, but because the star power didn't invest in me as much as Lakers Portland, but Spider, yo, I got a...
Huh? Oh, we got my nicknames.
Man. Sincere apologies. I got to talk about him respectfully, man.
Yeah.
Put the utmost respect on his name. Mm-hmm. I mean, out here averaging like 44. I mean...
I ain't gonna lie, I've been disrespecting the king, my bad, disrespecting him a little bit when I talk about him. But we're texting before game one. We're like, all right, cool. Like, this series is gonna tell us a lot about him. Cause you were like, yo, like, if he steps up, as a star should, da da da. And I was like, I just don't see it. Like, I don't see it. 57 points. I was like, 57. Oh. I was like, all
Followed
right,
followed up with 30.
Followed up with 30, and it was an aggressive 30. I think he was like 10 for 14 today.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
An aggressive 30, but also dishing out dimes. We're going to win this game.
That was very impressive. Obviously, the game one performance, he loses. Don't film me, Jamal Murray, if you see me after a playoff loss. Don't film me sitting down. That's
and
a fight.
You had to come out and get 14
Don't film
today.
Me, yeah. Don't film me, yeah. He definitely had to take that to heart. Don't film me smiling, talking about nah, no.
Disrespect.
But I fully, I'd be surprised if Denver loses the series, though. I mean, especially without Conley there, they just have waves. But he has to be like 4 days in quarantine from the time he comes back, I believe, and he's still not back. Well, so right now.
I heard he's getting tested daily.
Right.
Like while he's out. But when he comes back, he still has to get quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sucks. That's at least two games, yeah.
So, but they're shorthanded. Jokic is consistent. Murray though. He had like, to your point, 14 from like the 30 plus. Cause he's the one that took him from the fourth quarter game one to overtime. Mm-hmm. He was very impressive. Clutch shot.
That came in waves though, because before that, like he wasn't really doing much like the first half of that game, and then the second half he just went off. But like
he
it's
went
like,
off.
Yeah, it just looks like sometimes he's in it and he's not. You know.
Yeah, he had 14 today. So
14 points, that loca. Yeah, man.
Supposed to be the second best player.
Yeah, at one point they were down by 30. I was like, God damn. Like,
yeah, that was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, no one could have predicted that one.
I still fully expect Denver to win.
I'd
be surprised if they didn't.
But it's like, now that we're in the playoffs. It's like, yo, the clip. Oh, my God. It's like. Who? The Rockets. What seed are the Rockets?
Four.
So the Lakers would face them.
Yeah. You want to have this combo after game one loss?
No, it's not about that. It's not about that. It's not about the losing. It's just I feel like the Lakers have the harder path.
Oh, compared to them?
To the Clippers, yeah. I'm looking like, all right, cool. Like, even if Denver wins against the Jazz or the Jazz beat Denver, it's like the Clippers are going to run through either one. You got the Lakers going up against a Dame, like, who's locked in like never before. And then you got Harden, who people just keep forgetting about him and disrespecting him. So I'm sure he's locked in like never before as well.
Mm-hmm.
And neither one of them seem to fear Bron.
To your point.
It's a tougher path than a bunch of Europeans that the Clippers running through. That's who they run into, European players. Like, what am I saying? That's wrong.
No, you're right. You're right. That's why nobody can shit on this ring. When Bron get it.
Yeah.
It would have gone through Dame, Westbrook, Harden, Kawhi, PG, and more than likely Giannis. That's six of definitely the top 12. At least four or five of the top 10. Two in the top. Come on.
He's going to be an ice pack when he wins this. Like,
oh, no, he can't move. Yeah, he might just sit out next season. He might well retire.
It's a man that come get me from the hotel. Can't even get out the bed. It just stuck.
But then the Clippers get Luka. Joker. I mean, but they road stop at Bron, so I can't.
KP. Really. That's what I'm saying. Like, you get all these Europeans. Like,
yeah.
A lot of finesse.
They came out strong, and then the Clippers came out.
Let's talk about that now. Yep.
Concerning. I'm glad we weren't texting. They came out strong. I was like, don't touch that phone, Kev.
When I saw it, I said, all right, cool. I don't want to jinx it.
Yep, just let the game play out.
They came back. But they did.
Yeah, that was bull. It was bull.
First of all, the first tech, I was like, that's weak. And I felt like that was a clean block. But I was like, all right, cool. The second tech, I'm like, yo, like, you have to be aware that you're about to eject the second star from the game in the first game of a playoff game where KP was playing really well. Like, I mean, like, he wasn't, like stat-wise, he wasn't, but he was just, like, bringing that necessary energy for the team, setting good picks, getting rebounds, being a rim defender. Like, he was just, you know, doing everything that he was supposed to do in that game. And Luka was going off. Like, the Mavs were just like, ugh.
He said he was terrible with his 42. Can't wait for tonight. But, yeah, these refs expect these players to be robots. Nah, it's like when you're in the spur of the moment. When you're in the spur of the moment, you, like, react, and then you catch yourself. Like, I can only imagine.
He
didn't even react
to anybody. He threw a punch in the air, like, ah. And
yeah, as he was walking away. It's like you're gunning for him. Like, you're fishing for a technical at that point. You're fishing to call something.
It's Cain Fitzgerald.
Who, the ref?
That's his name. That's the guy that threw LeBron out of a game before. That's the one who's the lead ref for that Mavericks game.
Well, Silva, go over your report cards again for these refs, because. What? I mean, you think they win game two? Or they go down 2-0?
No, I got faith in them tonight.
I do, too.
I got faith in them. I really...
It was promising how Luka was navigating when he was the primary offensive option, and everybody knew it, and they still couldn't stop him. Listen, so...
don't say I didn't say this. Kawhi looked like he's getting a little older.
Look. I don't think he wants – he should probably settle for inside the arc. He might want to leave the outside shots.
That perimeter, that lateral movement,
it ain't
the same. This whole lockdown defender status that he got, it ain't looking good. Luka was getting around him with ease. And Kawhi was like, pull your shorts up down in the defensive position, just running around him with ease. And Luka's not that fast. Getting around him with ease. Excuse me, Kawhi, young braided one. And you seen when KP pulled up short and Kawhi damn near slipped and almost busted his face open?
I saw that. I saw when he was posting up. It might have been Kenny Smith, and he looked like he got whiplash.
He had a glitch. I was like, yo.
Almost broke his neck.
Something wrong with him.
Faking for these calls.
They showed him walking into the arena with like, the iPad on the host.
Oh, I saw that.
Looking intense, too. Yo.
Thinking memorizing the apps on his own screen. Oh, he different.
Y'all memorize the order. Oh, no. App store. Like, this man crazy, bro. Yo.
Oh, man. But I think that's all it. What? 8 series. Overall, though, it's been great. It's been great.
Wait, so how many games did you see that series going?
6.
Yeah. Sadly.
And then, but the Clippers will prevail.
Yeah, sadly. If Luka pull that out at 21, that'd be nuts. I know it ain't gonna happen, but if he did, that's the future of the league for real.
I won't even entertain
it.
It ain't gonna happen. Yeah, but if the media darling got eliminated in the first round, but anywho, let me not get give any energy to it. It's not gonna happen.
Oh, well, let's go back to the East for a quick second. We forgot to mention during the Boston 76ers that Gordon Hayward's out for a month now.
They face the Raptors next?
It ain't going to hurt nothing.
Yes, they would. They're not going to beat the – you'd pick them over the Raptors?
I would, the way Jason Tatum playing.
That's true.
And Siakam is not playing well right now. Since the restart, he's not playing well. I think he's averaging like 16 on like 42% shooting.
That's Kyle's team?
That's Van Vliet's team. Chill out.
Bro, I'm not going to. He's legit good.
Kyle Lowry's best attribute is taking charges now. That's his greatest skill.
Yeah, I don't even know what's happening for them. I don't.
Yeah. I mean, I watched some of the games today. Ibaka's been playing well. Marcus Gasol looks like he's way over the hill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he looks terrible.
He got the ringing. retired mentally.
Over. I don't know if he's. It look like you're out there trying. It's just been you ain't got it.
Damn. Yeah, I don't really. Because Kimba's injured. So he has, Gordon's out and Kimba's not 100. So there's that. I don't know. Yeah. I don't even know what their matchups were. I have to see.
Even if Kimba wasn't injured, though, it's crazy to see him, like how he plays with the Celtics. Like, he just like really just fell into like that third star role now. Like behind Tatum and Brown. Yeah. It's like when he was in Charlotte, like he was balling, but like every time like he gets the ball and like he's trying, like he's about to like, it's his turn to score, it just looks forced.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, he's, you know, he scores, but like it ain't the same. Like he gets way less shots than both of those guys.
Damn, poor Embiid. My nigga can't wait to go home.
What's the score right now? I cut it off.
90-113.
Damn. Yeah, they're getting swept.
It's looking like it. Like, the only thing he's going to see is they're going to change that Boston Celtics emblem to Sixers. That's it on the floor. That's it. Same surroundings.
And different crowd noises.
Yeah. Damn, Brett.
Pumping out the speakers. They gotta fire Brett, man.
It's coming, Brett. I hope you know.
He know. He knows.
He gotta know.
He knows. He counting his last millions now.
Embiid put up 34-10.
It wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought they would give a better effort because I have more faith in Tobias Harris. What is he doing?
I will let you know momentarily.
Yeah,
I haven't watched much of. He gave him 13. He gave him a good try. You know, hats off for a solid effort.
Nah, that's not good enough. He need to put up at least 20.
Four for 15.
That's why he had a terrible points. Game. Yeah, he didn't do his part. Man's making $180 million.
Josh Richardson gave him 18, though, on 12 shots.
So it's Tobias' fault.
Oh, no.
What? Shake Milton?
Shake gave him 14.
Okay.
5 for 8, 14, 4 assists.
We missed the ball, forgive him.
Ow. He threw up a 4-2 today and a block. Oh, no.
4 points? How many minutes on the floor?
23. Ow. He took 3 shots. Oh, no. Brett should want to leave because Al ain't going nowhere.
That's Elton Brand's fault.
Oh, man. Damn.
Remember when he signed there? We were like, yo, that's crazy. They got Al Horford on top.
That's nuts. That's, yeah. And at that cost, these niggas gave him the crazy max.
Four years, 100 mil?
For the Twin Tower offense. What's wrong with y'all?
Elton Brand.
They had Ben Simmons, who won't shoot.
Shoot, yeah. Front court heavy.
And my dumb ass looked at them on paper and picked them to come out the East. So who's a clown?
It looked good. It looked good. It looked very promising. Because think about it, Horford was still balling last year for the Celtics.
He was. Then he got his money and just, I'm good.
Forgot how to play.
Tatum,
4-2?
4-2, bro.
First of all, and see, that's how I know he gave up. You playing your old team and that's all you can put up is 4-2?
You only took 3 shots. It's not like you being aggressive and you're missing. Would have still clowned him, but he didn't even try. 3 shots.
4-2.
4-2.
And 23, oh, yeah.
Said, look, as long as the check clear.
He need to be giving them their money back. That's crazy. That's crazy.
And they can't do anything with him. They can't trade him.
No one's picking him. Hell no.
No one. Mm-mm.
Well, not no one. The Knicks would, because they fucking stupid.
Yeah.
just for a name, and that ain't even really a name.
I'm not gonna. What? Nothing. Don't got nothing nice to say. I don't have anything. Nothing.
Trying to keep the positive energy going.
Yeah, I'm nothing for the Knicks. I don't have nothing for the Knicks.
Okay, but yeah, Alf. Wow, 4-2. That is sad. That's he should sad. Be ashamed of himself. If he was a big enough name, they would be dragging him on Twitter. But I that know. In the Philadelphia area, they're definitely dragging him on Twitter.
Oh yeah, they.
they don't play in Philly when it comes to their sports.
No. Damn.
4-2. Man's a 6'10". The rim is right there, bro. 4-2. This man used to average like 17, 18 consistently.
He was 2-for-3 and he was like, all right, my work's here done. He started off well. He was like, you know what? I'm good. This is good.
$25 million a year. This is crazy.
Big Al.
Yo. They really signed this dude. Was he 33? They signed him through his, oh my God. It's through 37? Yo.
Don't get ugly.
What was Elton thinking?
It's gonna get gruesome. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, if I was Embiid or Ben Simmons, I'd be asked to be traded.
It might be coming. Brett's definitely gone, but who knows?
Elton. They might have to fire him too. He's making some bad decisions.
Yeah. Might be a dumpster fire.
Jesus.
Everybody but Ben and Embiid or including them. We'll see.
Yeah. I don't see anyone picking up Al Horford's contract.
No, if there's one person that is staying, it's Al.
Yeah. He locked in for a while.
Like, he don't have to rent. You locked in there in the city of Philadelphia.
He already bought property. As soon as he signed, he bought something. Yeah.
Damn.
If someone take that contract, that would be...
Before it's expiring? Yeah, that would be crazy.
That would be you got 3 more years? Jesus. It's gonna get uglier, yeah.
Man, it must be. It's gonna be awkward in that locker room after the game when he go for the post game daps.
Should have left your ass in Boston.
He a spy.
And nah, Jason Tatum and I'm like, glad y'all got him. Trash, man.
Oh man.
I think we hit all the NBA topics.
Yeah, we done. New Drizzy. Right.
New what up?
What you think?
I love it. I love it. I mean, but like, I need this album, man. Like,
he really gonna. We joked about it. It's looking more and more like the joke gonna come true.
Yeah, this might be an October thing now. This might be an October thing now, because September's what, 2 weeks away?
Golly, yeah. Less than.
Yeah, less than.
A week and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, and no dates. No date announced. Wow. I mean, he could just, you know, drop it, but I just don't see that.
Maybe a Labor Day release?
It's looking real October.
Yeah. It would have been nice.
For his OBO.
Why you do this?
I don't know. This is like the longest delayed release ever.
Mm-mm-mm.
The song with Dirk is fire, though.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think about the title?
It's cool.
Certified Lover Boy.
I like it. YG has a song with the same title. I didn't know that. Spotify. No, I'm just saying Spotify popped up. I mean, obviously got a K instead of a C. You know how he give it up. But I'm dead ass. I was working on it, popped up on my show.
I believe you.
Oh, all right. I'm sure Drake got the clearance. You. But but nah, I mean, it's cool. I'm really looking forward to the album, man. Like, the song is fire.
Yeah, I want the album too.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, what are you gonna do with this? Like, all these singles are cool, man. And you're getting positive reception. So, like, what's the holdup?
Good point. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I want the album. Certified Lovable. I think he's gonna gauge our expectations. So we expect love songs, but I expect a lot of.
You know what's so crazy? When I heard that, I didn't even think twice about it.
What?
Like Certified Lovable. I was like, oh, all right. Like didn't even like phase me at all. I was just like, oh, okay, cool. Like it's Drake. Like, all right, cool. Like that's just how you give it up sometimes. That shit corny. But it's like, all right, cool. Yeah, it's like, all right, that's him. Like, hit or miss. Like, all right, cool.
Didn't you say you also listened to that J. Cole Tupac?
I did.
And what do you think of that?
I love it now. You know, so like, Lion King on Ice is really that's my shit. Like, that song hits me harder than, what was it, Climb?
The Climb Back.
Lion King on Ice really, really touches me. It reminds me like that old J. Cole feeling that I got when I was in college. Like that's what it felt like to me. It was good, but I mean, him too. What are you doing? I get alerts you trying out for the Detroit Pistons now. What are you doing?
I don't know why he's doing this.
Didn't he say that we shouldn't expect the album from him either, like anytime soon?
He said there's no release date for the album. He's working on it. Here are two songs, but there's no release date for the album.
It's selfish. It's a fucking pandemic. But I can't blame him. I mean, like, I was just telling you off wax. Like, I was out running yesterday. It started raining. And I just pushed through it. You know, I was training for nothing. It's a pandemic. You know, we get challenged in different ways. And now J. Cole apparently thinks he can make the NBA. So you just work hard enough, you can do it. So I can't really blame him. But it's just like, yo, I wish you would, you know, put some music out.
Yeah, just one more album and then go do your thing.
Put some music out. You got to go touring. So put the album out and then go back to the gym. Get those shots up. Imagine J. Cole making an NBA team for a move to Detroit. That would be wild. He won't get no burn.
Yeah, you watching the Pistons? Nah. It's still not enough for me.
Nah.
I'll catch one of them highlights on YouTube.
The Palace at Auburn Hills? Oh, they don't play it no more. They don't play it no more. See, they have the Little Caesars Arena. They got a new spot in downtown Detroit. I forgot about that.
Oh, my God.
Who's their best player, though?
I guess Blake Griffin.
Oh, shit. He's on that team. Damn. Wow. I forgot all about him on that team.
Yikes. Yeah, he got injured. I think he had surgery the beginning of last season. New? Yeah. I think his best days are gone.
Oh, facts. The last time we saw him on the court, he could barely get jump for a layup.
Yeah, that's the I don't even know what the rest of their roster look like. I think there's a Luke Kennard. They traded Drummond.
Yeah. So they traded Reggie Jackson.
Oh yeah.
Nah, hold on. Nah, this is intriguing to me.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Nah, I want to know who's on their roster. This is really. I want to see any names that I should know these names. Let me see. I'm a basketball fan. I should know these people. Where's their roster? Feel bad for Dwayne Casey.
He's still there?
I don't know. Jesus Christ. Oh, okay. Langston Galloway is there. I only know him because he played for the Knicks.
The Knicks, yeah.
Brandon Knight is there.
I do know that name.
Thon Maker.
I know that name.
Derrick Rose is there.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. And he was actually good.
Yeah, he was the best player.
Yeah. Yep. You are definitely correct.
That's it. That we would know. Oh, Tony Snell. He used to play for the Bucks.
Oh, this is sad.
Everyone else on that, they got called up from the G League. Jordan McRae, don't know who that is. Christian Wood.
What a come down after talking about playoff basketball.
Nah, it's a sad sight. And the thing about also
mellow you out.
I don't even know what their future looks like. They don't have a future out there.
They don't have a future. They don't.
It's rough.
They're trying to get Cole to sell tickets.
It makes sense now.
It does.
Because Blake does. He's done for. They got to have
it's going to be tough.
I think you have to spend like 80% of your cap, right?
Right.
Somebody had to get it.
It's going to be tough when he had, like, by December. I don't think Blake played this year, like this calendar year. I think he stopped playing, like, last year.
He tried.
He'd have, like, a year off. It's going to be tough when he's still. But, hey.
His lower extremities are done for. His body's done for. His body's failing him.
Nothing like, still do. Cash. Hey. I mean, his hands work.
All he can do is try. Exactly. Face ID work. He just wake up. It's there.
That's a fact. And work on his stand up. That's it.
Fact. Word. Oh my god. I need someone to fucking believe in me that much. Sign me to a 5-year deal.
Damn.
Just so I can disappoint them. They should have, first of all, Pistons are dumb. They should have known as soon as the Clippers signed to that deal.
Oh, yeah.
Was willing to ship him out a month later.
Nah, Stan Van Ness wanted to keep his job. He didn't care if this works.
You see where he at now?
I'm getting fired. I think we were listening to him in the South.
Yeah. See where he at now? TNT with, what's that dude's name?
I forgot.
Dado Speedos or some shit like that. Spiros. You're so funny. Yes, I was like, yo, who is this? Like, TNT don't got the personnel. It's not a good look. Damn, 128 to 101.
Why are y'all dapping? Y'all got to see each other. What are you doing?
They dapping.
Save that for after the series.
Yeah, it's not a good look. Yeah, it's not a good look. Damn.
They mentally waving a white flag. How the hell are you dapping?
Possession. They conceding already. It's not a good look.
Not at all.
I hate to see it. Mm-mm-mm. But the best game of the night about to start anyway, so.
That's a fact. So on that note.
Sign
off for the good up. People.
Hey. As always, people. Nah, seriously though. As always, guys, thank you for the love, the support, man. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Got the full length video clips and episodes up there. Same on IGTV. Full length audio clips of the podcast are on Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Cast, TuneIn, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, everywhere that podcasts are streaming and available, we are there. Thank you again. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.